Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Samford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Fox reaches second base with a double. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. Fox moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Ennis reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ennis scores. Smith moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ennis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Samford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Callison now playing left field. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Samford reaches second base with a double. Herb Plus pinch hits for Chuck Stobbs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is called out on strikes. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. Samford moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romanowski now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Callison moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romanowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Samford hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romanowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romanowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Fox steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Fox tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Samford hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for John Romanowski. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pearson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Hyde now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Landis is hit by the pitch. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearson. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearson. Callison reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to third. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers fields the ball and throws to Hyde covering. Safe. Callison scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lawler settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lawler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyde fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford misplays the ball. That's an error on Samford. Fox moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 3 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Samford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Becker pinch hits for Dick Hyde. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.